or WPFWFM.org. Thank you so much. And don't forget Cash App, $WPFWFM, and put On the Ground in the subject line. If you can't get to the phone or the website right now, just later, just make sure you pick our show from the drop-down menu if you're intending to give to our show. Thank you so much.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Support at WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah. Talk to y'all.
Talk to the people.
Better talk to them. Might learn something.
That's right.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, all right. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. And, you know, we got another week of news hits and whatever, you know.
And misses.
And misses, exactly. Folks, we are in our, beginning our pledge drive. We do need your support.
Yes.
You know, we want to thank all of you that came out to our 48th anniversary gala. And that was real, real, real nice.
It was a good time.
It was a good time. And, you know, nothing like a good time for a cause, right?
That's right.
Well, that's Community Comment, you know, in a nutshell. Now, you know, we called this show Community Comment because we want you to support this station because it supports your right, your voice, your ability to comment on things that you otherwise might not get a chance to comment on.
Right.
Right? Think about that.
It's the base of making change, too, you know?
Indeed. Indeed. 50,000 watts coming to you, you know, 24 hours a day. And, you know, we're very, very proud of that fact. We're very proud of the fact that because of you, we've been here for 48 years. That's a long time, y'all.
Right.
It's a long time. A lot of information on that bridge.
We're also proud of the fact that it's because of you that we're able to do this without interference from corporations and you know, big money. You know, that this is community radio. You know, we've got a $500 goal for this hour, And it's by your support that we are able to bring you those stories that other media doesn't bring, because it's not advantageous to the corporate structure.
And think about this also. We have seen an unprecedented attack on free speech media of all sorts. Unfortunately, for some of those stations, for those entities, they get money from the government in some shape, form, or fashion, and so people like the commander in chief, will cut that funding at their whim.
Right.
Well, see, that's the beauty of WPFW. That's the beauty of WPFW. It's supported by you. Okay? It's supported by you. So, today on Community Comment, and we emphasize the word community comment, we want you to share with us, share whatever comment you have about whatever story or issue you'd like to discuss, mention. And most importantly, make a pledge. Make a pledge, make a comment, okay? Make a pledge, make a comment. Let's get into that rhythm today, okay? Make
like
a pledge,
that.
Yeah. Make a comment. Because, we love to hear what you guys have to say, and to each other, and to us. So let's get started here. Chip?
So we're gonna call this community commitment and comment, right?
There
make
you go.
Pledge,
community. There you go.
Make a pledge, make a comment.
All right, so that's the theme for today. And we're going to get started. Some very interesting news stories and, out there. The purge of African Americans in the government is, increasing. The first Black woman to serve as the Library of Congress.
Congress, right.
Yeah, just fired her, and that's been happening a lot lately. You got the attacks on the Smithsonian African American Museum. You got attacks on people who have career, people who have served in the military getting cut, for political reasons.
Right.
And the list goes on.
Well, we're seeing it, just in the general population with this woman in Minnesota who's raised, over $600,000 through crowdfunding, who was videotaped using the N-word slur against a 5-year-old Black girl. And it's just amazing that this is not only condoned, it's supported. I mean, to the tune of $600,000. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to also mention this. Now, for weeks, months now, we've been witnessing demonstrations all across the country about, this administration and the issues with its Social Security and, racism. And I mean, people are coming out. And I found it amazing that this administration has not responded to any of that. Mm. You got people in the streets and they're just ignoring it. Right. Oh, it'll go away. It'll go away. Well, don't y'all let it go away. That's Don't become complacent. You've done a wonderful job of getting out there and expressing yourselves. Don't stop now. All right. 202-588-0893. That's the number two community watch and comment. We also want you to make that pledge by calling 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. That's our pledge line. You can also go to Cash App. And what's that Cash App address, Chip?
It's a $WPFW.
WPFW FM.
FM, excuse me. WPFW FM.
All right. So take advantage of those opportunities to make that pledge this morning. Remember now, make a comment, make a pledge.
Yep.
Make a pledge, make a comment.
Comment.
They go hand in hand.
We also have the website open. You can go to WPFWFM.org and click that big, bright red donate button.
Exactly. So take advantage of it, folks. And just like you take advantage of this freedom of the airwaves, and thanks to you, it is free. Okay? It is about freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom of expression. So let's get to the phones. 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. 202-588-0893 is the comment line. We got some callers on standby. Don't forget, commitment and pledge. Okay, commitment and comment. Make a pledge, make a comment. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip.
Hello, Rick.
Here he is.
This is Rick calling from Germany. And I just want to say that I'm excited about the new Pope. Mm-hmm. My prayers are with him. Even though I don't believe every word of the Bible to be exact and accurate, I believe in Jesus. And I'm praying that he can reform the church in the way of abstinence of the priests. I'm praying that he can reform and allow the priest to marry so that abuse not only of children, but abuse of adults, adult women, and priests having children in secret, most of that will cease. Not all of it, but most of that will cease if he reverses the abstinence in the priesthood. I'm done, fellas.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, the first American pope.
That's right.
That in itself is going to be interesting. Because, he's going to have to deal with the Donald and the Republicans. And that's going to be an interesting conundrum.
Right.
It's going to be an interesting conundrum. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm alive, and so that's I'm grateful for, and I hope you
amen to that.
Status for a while. Definitely. I have to praise WPFW, and if you're on BAI, that also. I think that what we have in this world is a place where in the United States, we support Nazism, fascism, and racism. And that's a problem because the news media reflects it, I think, except for maybe WPFW. And we're so much in this belly of the beast that sometimes we don't realize what's happening in the rest of the world. And a couple weeks ago, off of Malta, there was a ship that was put together to bring food and supplies to the people being starved for 3 months in Palestine. And in the rest of the world, the fact that it was attacked by Israel was on the news. And Israel, even in Rick's place of residence now, which is Germany, and even in England, which are also supporters, all these European colonial powers or enablers seem to be in Israel's favor. They even condemned Israel, but not here in the United States, and there was not a lot of focus on this. Even Amy Goodman, a few years ago, when she was trying to bring food into Palestine and medical supplies, her ship was attacked. And so the rest of the world is better informed than the United States, and that is but the United States, especially the young people, are becoming aware of what's happening. And unlike in the Reagan years, where there was a little bit more opposition to what's going on now, the opposition here does not exist very much or is very weak. That's why I think they need a new party in the United States. Democrats and the Republicans are both subject to the billionaires and just maybe a different group of billionaires. I hope that programs like WPFW, even without government funding, pop up and stop putting the news on people and educating older folks who get their information from the main news media, so that we also here in the United States do some, you know, have an opinion that is more akin to a humanitarian opinion for about every conflict going on in the world, because we're not really educated, and we can do better even in educational and public TV and radio stations. So I am praising WPFW. I've been a supporter for years, and I will continue to be a supporter, and I ask other people to be a supporter, because we need you now. We don't have an opposition party. I don't care what they say. This is not an opposition party. So, you know, and the same things were going on, is just being intensified under Trump. And I hope we get a real opposition party, and let's go for a third party or a coalition of third parties or something that to change the situation in this country. It's changing anyway, because world opinion okay. is condemning Israel, and I think that's going to happen more and more as young people, despite the repression they're having to undergo right now, are not going to stop. So right. thank you for WPFW.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for your support.
Thanks for that support. You know, having an American Pope is going to be interesting to see how he reacts to what's going on, you know, in Palestine, Gaza, the whole Israeli question. Right. You know, what stance will he take? Right. Yeah, that's. I guess we have to wait for that shoe to drop.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of thanks, though, we need to thank a couple people. We need to thank Anonymous in Springfield, Virginia, and Thomas in Alexandria for getting us on the board. We still have $375 to go for this hour, but we got a good start there.
Thank you. Remember now, make a pledge, make a comment, make a pledge. Keep these airwaves open, accessible.
202-588-9739 is the phone number. You can always go to the website, wpfwfm.org, and hit the bright red donate button, or Cash App, $WPFWFM. So,
all right. And listen, this is community comment, so, you know, we want you to make your comment. As a person existing in our community out there,
right.
you know, a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff needs to be commented on. We'd like to hear your opinions from the, you know, from the ground, from the street, you know, from the hood, from the offices. Okay,
from all over. So,
yeah, all over, exactly. It's all appreciated. All right, 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. 202-588-0893, your source for info, okay? Your source to connect with your fellow community members, all right? Make a pledge,
make a comment.
All right, good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
How are you?
How are you?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Okay, hi. I wanted to talk about, if I could, what happened last week with the first caller. I could not believe my ears. If anything is exemplary of the miseducation of Negro, that first caller was it. I mean, just like you said, WPFW is the exception. It is not like, you know, all the other corporate media, bought-off media. And so to make those comments was just totally, you know, I was just shocked to hear, you know, that those type of comments, you know. But I hope that, you know, WPFW and the affiliates continue to fight. I mean, it seems like to me Pacifica has been, you know, has been basically antagonistic toward the affiliates from the very beginning. And I wanted to ask, would it be counterproductive to separate from Pacifica? I don't know what the process would be to do something like that, because it seems like they're always fighting Pacifica for some reason. And I just want to make a comment as for the Pope. The Pope has been implicated in covering up the sexual abuses of the parishioners, their parishioners, and so that has to be looked into. The media has covered up the last Pope when he basically talked about the atrocities in Palestine. The media covered up his comments about that. The media has covered up the protests on May Day. The media has covered up the protests in with regards even way back when everybody was protesting the Iraq so-called war. The media covered it up. They didn't show the public. And so WPFW has been, you know, totally, you know, contrary to all that. So that's all I wanted to say about that. So
thank you.
All right. And you know, that's an important statement, because you know, we are, you know, we try to be about that. But yeah, those pledges of support allow that type of freedom, okay? Those pledges of support, you know, give us the juice, as they say, to do that, all right? Without fear of retribution and such. So remember, make a comment, make a pledge. You know, no amount is too small, no amount is too large. $25. Basic membership, and it's kept PFW on for 48 years.
Right.
Okay. You know, I saw another interesting story about Go-Go. Now, you know, I grew up in that area. I know some of them folks that, you know, put that out there, put that music on the map.
Mm-hmm.
They're having issues with the various media platforms to get that music exposed.
Right. It was definitely underexposed in its heyday.
Exactly. So anything you guys can do to support, you know, those artists, you know, do that, okay? Support it. When you see legislation being proposed that would, you know, put them in the driver's seat, make that call. Say, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to find Go-Go on this platform, and y'all don't have it.
Right.
Okay. So that's what you got to do. All right. 202-588-0893. That's community comment line. 202-588-9739 is the pledge line. Okay. We want to hear some more pledges out there. We want to thank some more people.
Yeah, we want to thank Gary and Silver Spring for supporting the station.
Thank you, Gary. All right. All right, caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello, caller.
Is that me?
That's you.
That is you.
my name is Robert Moses. I'm I'm trying to clarify that we're struggling for a new democratic society, a new democracy, and that, you know, that is a united front of the democratic-minded, the socialist-minded, and the communist-minded people in a struggle against fascism, resisting fascism. But we have to have an offensive plan, and that is scientific socialism. And I believe in Planned Parenthood. I believe in planned government. I believe in that we have to have consciousness and bring it to bear, that we, the government should serve the people. And anyway, that's the basic things, that point I wanted to make.
Well, thank you. All right. Point.
Yeah.
Right on point. Government should serve the people.
Should serve the people. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello.
Hello, yes. That's you.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Excellent program. I must say that this brother from Germany, I always love to hear him. And let me put in my widow's mite. The crime, the crime that the church, the Catholic Church has committed against our African brothers and sisters that were sold here into slavery, and the crimes that we Africans have committed by knowingly or unknowingly participating in cooperating with Caucasians to bring our people here, that crime, I don't know how we can redeem ourselves, but the church has to pay, the Roman Catholic Church, they have to pay reparation in trillions to African Americans, as we on the continent will have to pay reparation to African Americans or Africans in the Western Hemisphere, meaning we have to walk through African Union to make sure that Africans who choose to come home could settle anywhere on the continent without even buying any plot. They have, it's their right. They're entitled to it. And they can come here or they can go back to wherever they choose to stay in Africa, whether in South Africa or in Egypt or in Somalia or in Algeria or wherever. We owe you people reparation. My children, one has a very expensive house in Virginia, and many of them with expensive houses here in PG County, some in Washington D.C. If it wasn't because of the sacrifice of African Americans here, they wouldn't even be patronized to go there, and let alone buying homes to live there. So we owe you a lot of things, and we have to put our heads together and put pressure on both the Catholic Church and on the African continent through African Union that Africans in the Western Hemisphere are entitled to trillions and quanti-trillions reparation and love to come home anytime they choose to.
All right. Thank you very much. The Pope's got a laundry list of issues coming out of the United States. That's what makes us that selection so interesting, because, you know, we got the racism that's going on here, and you know, how will the leader of billions address that issue? Sexual discrimination, the discrimination against trans people,
right?
You know, it's a lot.
There's a lot of inequity, you know, and
a lot of inequity, exactly.
In all kinds of different fields, you know.
So it'll be interesting to see how he navigates that, or look how he is allowed to navigate that.
Right.
Okay. 202-588-9739. We want to hear from you by making a pledge. $25, $50, become a sustainer. You know, give $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can afford. Keep these airways open and accessible for your voices. You know, we can't do it without you. You know, it's been 48 years, proud to say, thanks to y'all, okay? So make that pledge, then make a comment, all right? 202-588-9739. That is the pledge line. Or you can go to Cash App.
$WPFWFM. Or you can go to the website, WPFWFM.org, and press the big red button.
Big red button. Okay.
Big red button.
Can't miss it. All right. We have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Day to you. Great day to you. I just want to say, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? All right. Mm-hmm. Great day to you. Great day to you. I just want to comment. First of all, I got to say, ever since we got a new transmitter, I think there's a conspiracy going on, because every time somebody's saying something really good, fuzz comes over the air. That static comes over the air, or it's going in and out. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. That's, it is a, look, we're scratching our heads too. So,
Okay.
All right. We've just been informed that we are off the air. I guess the forces that be didn't like the comments that people were making out there.
Well, I mean, this caller in particular, because that's what she was talking about, issues with the transmitter.
And it's not necessarily an issue with the transmitter. We don't know what the source of this, this issue, but we're working on it, folks. We are working on it.
I think at the core, the transmitter hasn't been our issue. It's been the phones, because of our temporary new location. We've had issues with the connection coming. Okay, let's do it.
All right. Well, we got another caller on hold, so let's go ahead and go to this caller. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
That would be me, correct?
That would be you.
Great day, brothers. I was just saying that I think it's a conspiracy. They put some bugs in the new transmitter, because we shouldn't be paying that much money and still hear it static. But anyway, we're still here. We're striving and kicking. I'm a lifelong PFW listener, lifelong.
Thank you.
And and I'm so proud of you guys. I'm finally going to be able to become a lifelong sustainer, monthly, yearly sustainer. I've just been a donator, you know, periodically. But I really want to comment on the last brother that spoke. I'm not sure. He sounds like he's from West Africa, not sure which country. But he says something very prolific that I've yet to hear many of our more melanated brothers and sisters from the continent. So when he says that the brothers and sisters on the continent have to pay reparations or be responsible for their own actions in terms of sending their own people to the Americas and to slavery, is something that I rarely hear. What I do acknowledge, though, is that our brothers and sisters on the continent don't have as much respect. I'm using that very loosely, respect for the miseducation. I'm just going to use the miseducation of the American melanated folk. So, I understand that. I get it. And that whole ideology of, you know, you can do better if somebody tells you can do better, you should be able to do better. That whole thing about that is a misnomer. But I do want to just say I applaud him for acknowledging that and speaking on it. The Catholic Church and all that business, I couldn't even begin to speak about, because that's not where I come from. But brother, and it's like, just like the brother said again, I always look for Brother Rick from Germany. He never fails me. So, again, you, my brothers, please enjoy, be safe, and continue with the good work.
All right. Thank you. And folks, with your support, we can do just that.
Right.
Once again, we do have some technical issues going on here, which is interrupting our signal. That has happened in the past. It's happening today. We will let the engineers sort this out.
Right.
In the meantime, you can listen to us online.
Right.
And you know, Chip, it's amazing that, you know, when the conversation gets hot like that, you know, unfortunately these sorts of things happen, you know.
That's right.
And there's a lot of what power brokers out there.
Right. Well, you know, it's like
what we have to say. Or what y'all have to say. What y'all have to say.
But you know, the comment that both the last two callers made about reparations in the light of a new pope is an interesting thing, because, you know, the Catholic Church in particular is sitting on a whole bunch of money, you know, not only just in liquidity, but in all those artifacts of Catholicism, you know, and you think about where the pope lives and, you know, the golden crosses and all that stuff, which people, you know, they hold holy, you know. And you think about the teachings of Jesus, you know, when he told his disciples, if you want to follow me, sell all that you own and give it to the poor. So how do you reconcile that with a Catholic Church that is holding on to that money, holding on to those artifacts, rather than feeding the poor helping the world become a better place?
And you know, this new pope has a lot to deal with, because he's from the United States. You know, the first pope from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean politically? You know, what does that mean morally? It's a lot that people are going to be putting, you know, a lot of issues out there that,
right,
you know, that the United States hasn't dealt with properly. So now they're going to turn to the Pope.
Right. They're going to look for the proof in the pudding. You know what?
Exactly.
Where do you really stand? You know,
where do you really stand? All right. So once again, folks, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. If you can make a donation, please do so. Make a comment and a pledge, okay? We're still sorting out our phones. I mean, our transmitter situation.
Sir, right? We still have $340 to go for this hour.
So, okay. So make a donation, y'all. Keep us on the air. Keep us viable, okay? Keep us alive, you know, so that we can open these lines for you. Remember, this is community comment, you know, not the government comment. 202-588-9739. That's the number to call for making a pledge of support. And as you can see, we need that support now more than ever. And this community needs the support that WPFW has been providing for 48 years, now more than ever. All right. You know, it's the narrative so far on you know, the ascension of this new pope is that they're going to focus on, well, he's a baseball fan. he better enjoy that honeymoon.
Yeah. thank God he's not a basketball fan, because then he'd be wearing Chicago Bulls paraphernalia and he'd get deported, right?
Hey, and you know, and that issue, you know, I saw an interview with the Homeland Security chief, and it was just amazing the rhetoric that she was spewing, you know, in response to questions by you know, one of the Democratic congressmen. The congressman that went down to see the illegally detained citizen,
right?
And I mean, it's heart wrenching,
It's smoke
you
and
know.
mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. I mean, and the idea, how do you justify deporting a child, a child who's doing cancer therapy, and you send them out of the country, a citizen out of the country without their medication? It's like, it is unfathomable, the disregard for some human lives. That's basically it. It's you do not hold certain people's lives as important.
So that's gonna be, like I say, these are real time things. When you got, this is a nation with a huge, Catholic population. How will the Pope address these things? Because
Right.
he's not going to be able to run away from them. That is for sure. The media won't allow him to run away from it, and the citizens won't allow him and they shouldn't.
They shouldn't, yeah.
With leadership comes great responsibility.
Right.
So we shall see, as they say.
Did
We
you
shall see.
just steal from Spider-Man? Did you?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, with great power comes great responsibility. That's a that's Stan
Oh.
that's that's Stan that's Stan Lee from Spider-Man.
Stanley. All right. Well, hey, listen. Those that he writes in there, it is all about that,
Is, yeah. And we want to thank Anonymous in Washington, D.C., who stood up, for responsibility and put some money on the board for us. We are still 265 from our goal. We still have time for you to pledge. Don't sit back and wait. Go to the phone now, or go to the Cash App at $WPFWFM, go to the website WPFWFM.org and click that red button. Because
Do it now.
with great listening comes great responsibility to donate.
Indeed. And keep in mind, 48 years, and still we rise. Okay? 48 years and still we rise. We've been through some tough times, and it could get tougher, but thanks to you folks out there, your contributions have kept this station functioning, alive, and that's what you need. That's what we need. That's what this community needs. And let's see what else we got going here. I was talking about the protests that have erupted all across the country. Every major city, every small hamlet, people are out there, pulling their hair out because, they see stuff that they just cannot accept,
Can't abide.
can't abide. And once again, I have yet to hear any kind of response. And it's not that I expect to, but geez, no response from the various parties about this. You got the Democrats making some noise, but like I say, some noise. People are expecting more,
Right.
and that's why they're out in the streets.
Yeah, we're seeing in these, especially these Republican town hall meetings, they're pulling people out, throwing them out of the town hall meetings to silence what they're trying to say. It's like,
Exactly. And the thought that in this country, you are disappearing people. I mean, that's frightening. It's beyond frightening. And, the The people are pushing back on this, but this administration is not responding at all. They're saying we're just going to ignore,
right,
and go through our do our plan, you know, and you know that's what's happening. I wish it weren't, but that's what's happening. You're just going to say, well, you know, we're not worried about y'all. So so what if we got, you know, thousands of people out there protesting, demanding, you know, accountability and not receiving it. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this in terms of the midterms coming up. You know, that's, like I said, it's a lot of water under the bridge. A lot of things we need to be concerned about.
Right.
And, you know, and the people are concerned. I'm very, very proud of the people for being concerned and putting their shoes on and getting out of there. Okay. We have a caller. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller. Yep. Did we lose? Did we lose a caller? Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Marvin from Fort Wise. How you doing?
Hey.
Marvin.
Hey, how's it going, man? How you feel? You know, man, this is nothing new, man. Every president have deported thousands. Joe Biden did. He rounded up a lot of Haitians, deported a lot of Africans in this country. American foreign policy has been the same ever since this country has been in existence. It's just a little bit more extreme now. Yeah, but, and I want to talk about the Pope, okay? You know, the Pope had never forgave. They never forgave for what they've done to the Native Americans, and they never forgave their neocolonial stance as far as slavery. Okay, they were responsible for the slave trade. Okay, they invaded Africa, the British, the Belgian, the French. They're all responsible for the destruction of people of color here and all around the world. So I have no respect for Catholicism. I have no respect for religion, man-made religions. I mean, you know, we as a people need to stop depending on this government for services. I mean, you know, Jackie Lukeman, darker than blue, never missed a program. She exposes both parties for what they are. And if you're still waiting on the Democratic Party to do something for us, they're not going to do nothing. Yeah. Thanks, Tyron. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, Marvin. Thanks for your call. Yeah, that's another conundrum, you know. When is enough enough? You know, when is enough enough? How will the American population respond? And you know, let's say the Pope comes out swinging, says, "Okay, listen, the people who are being detained illegally in the United States, you know, that's an abomination." You know, well, suppose he comes out and says that, and or what's happening in Palestine? What's happening in Gaza? The humanitarian crisis there,
right?
The lack of human value, okay? You know, deporting people without trial, without due process. I mean, they stand up and on podiums and salute that flag, but that flag has always stood for that,
right?
You know, at minimum.
Yeah. And it's so blatant. I mean, the Trump administration, I think today is going to be welcoming the first group of Afrikaners from South Africa, who are being allowed to come here and resettle. You know, it's like while they're deporting, you know, other people, they're allowing white people from South Africa because they feel that they are being discriminated, that the Trump administration feels that those people are being discriminated against. It's like, wow. I mean, how blatant can you be with your racism? You know, it's amazing.
It is. Absolutely amazing.
I was gonna say, but this is the guy who, you know, knowingly during the campaign accused Haitians of eating the cats and dogs. You know, it's like it is not only in the DNA of America, it is definitely displayed in this leadership in this administration.
402-588-9739. Give us a call, folks. Make a pledge of support. Keep these airways open and available, and most importantly, accessible to you, the listeners out there. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to call in and say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers this weekend.
And, that's nice. That's very good.
And basically lift up the name of John Brown, whose birthday is today. We would have never had a Civil War had not it been for John Brown, who is a true American hero. And what we need right now, we need a strong abolitionist movement. And that movement is when all work together for the greater good. Against all tyranny, all evil, and oppressors. And what we also need is that Chairman Fred Hampton said, if you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. And the number one threat that J. Edgar Hoover said was against this country that the Black Panther Party was doing was the free breakfast program.
Right.
Oh, man. Can't stand that.
Grits and eggs. Giving children grits and eggs was the greatest threat to this country. This is what J. Edgar Hoover said. So we need a strong abolitionist movement, and we need the socialism of Bernie Sanders to take over this country and give him the executive order ink pen for 90 days. And watch what he do. And far as, and lastly, the Catholic Church, they have a hell of a task on their hands. There's been over 8,000 boys and girls molested by the Catholic Church and Catholic priests. There have been over 2,000 of them charged with the crime. And no one went to prison and did any time but the one cardinal from Washington, D.C. So they have a lot of work to do to uncover, expose, and bring those to justice that have done it and are continuing to do pedophilia in the Catholic Church. That's their number one problem.
All right. Thanks for sharing that with us. That has been a problem for the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one can deny that. They can't even deny it. The previous popes haven't been able to deny it. You know, they had to face that. And, that's not saying that all Catholics are engaged in that kind of behavior. But, you know, nonetheless, it's the hierarchy, that's going to be challenged in that regard. You know, do something, you know. You can't just poo-poo that stuff
right. And
expect it to go away. All right.
You know, that thing about John Brown is interesting because it shows you what the powers that be can do. All the stuff that John Brown did basically was to say that it was a moral imperative that you must be willing to fight for justice, equality, and he put it all out there on the line. And most of the historians that came behind him, white historians, labeled him as crazy. You know, that, and that's so telling that their thought is that anyone who would fight for social justice and equality for people that didn't look like them has got to be crazy.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, now you're not flying to New Jersey, are you?
No. Yeah, that Newark airport, you want to stay away from.
And during this time of travel, I hope they get that together. But I'm glad that those controllers identified the issue.
We
got swept under the rug.
All right, we run out of time, but you know the phone lines are still open for pledges, and we still got the website 24/7, the donate button.
We're
a little short of our goal, so maybe we can make it up when we're off air. But we thank you, the listeners, for keeping us alive. 48 years and counting.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for keeping us abreast of what's going on out there. Chip, see you next week.
See you next week.
All right. To all you folks out there, thanks again for making those donations to WDFW. 202-588-9739. Go to that website. There you go.
Cash App, $ WPFWFM, and the website, WPFWFM.org.
All right.
You gotta be ready and willing to make a move.
Wondering how to get WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support jazz and justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Janelle Anderson. I've been listening to WPFW since the 80s. It has helped manage my lifestyle, and that listening to health programs turned me away from the hormone antibiotic meats. I've been a pescatarian since I had my girls listen to WPFW on the way to school, and that I believe they became organizers for justice. One co-founded a justice club in her high school, and another helped organize demonstrations. And I think today they are the better for just listening to those morning programs. I love the diverse format, from jazz to inspirational to talk. The programming has really grown me, and for those reasons and more, I support WPFW.
The WPFW Local Station Board will host a town hall meeting on Saturday, May 17th from noon to 2:30 p.m. at the New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. Our theme is WPFW, Still We Rise. Featured speakers include representatives from Station Management, the Pacifica National Board, our programmers, and LSB volunteers. listeners are invited to learn about new initiatives, finances, our services.